Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Arcadia detectives, who have been investigating a string of burglaries in the Sunny Bray area over the past few months, have identified a suspect who remains at large. Investigators are looking for 36-year-old Timothy Dixon, who drives a 2000 Oldsmobile Bravada. License plate number is 6MKD992. Dixon was identified by witnesses as a suspect who was seen burglarizing a residence in Sunnybrae. His vehicle has been seen leaving the scene of several others. Dixon remains at large. Anyone with information as to his whereabouts is asked to contact Arcata Police. The Eureka Police Department's Problem Area Policing Unit conducted narcotics enforcement in the 1100 block of 5th Street, Eureka. During their investigation, 45-year-old Dennis Boreski was contacted in the parking lot of a motel at the location. He led detectives back to his room where three other subjects were contacted. As a result, he was arrested for possession of heroin. 18-year-old Thomas Applewhite was arrested for possession. Michael Plowright, 49-year-old, and 31-year-old Brandy Trickler were both arrested for outstanding warrants. All four were transported to the Humboldt County Correctional Facility. It's been a busy week for the POP team. They also conducted narcotics enforcement in Old Town. During that operation, officers pulled over a vehicle driven by Boris Lee Valentine, who was wanted on warrants. Along with Valentine, there were two passengers, including 31-year-old Casey Hunter, 29-year-old Selena Rainey. A search of the three occupants and the vehicle turned up weapons, a small amount of meth, and drug paraphernalia. Valentine was arrested, booked on outstanding felony warrant, while Rainey and Hunter were arrested and booked on probation, violation, and possession charges. St. Joseph Hospital announced it has awarded $100,000 to local groups as part of its annual Care for the Poor program. The grants this year were aimed at addressing food insecurity in communities on the North Coast, and the grant money was distributed to Arcata House, Alliance for Family Farmers, Food for People, St. Vincent de Paul, Open Door Community Clinic, and Serenity Inn. In addition to food, one grant will help provide mental health resources for the local Latino community. More KINS News, it's after this.
St. Joseph Health believes every moment is precious, no matter who you are or where you come from. That's why we're making high-quality healthcare more convenient for your needs. St. Joseph Hospital's new patient care facility has expanded emergency, surgical, and diagnostic imaging services. The latest technology, the largest network, and highly skilled staff and physicians at both St. Joseph and Redwood Memorial Hospitals. That's St. Joseph Health.
In the last 7 years, this is number 6. Humboldt State University has received honors for community engagement. The campus has been named to the President's Higher Education Community Service Honor Roll. The annual Presidential Award credits 1,885 HSU students for contributing more than 70,000 hours of volunteer work. They teamed with 110-plus community partners, including 35 local school districts. The City of Eureka will hold a public town hall meeting next Tuesday, the 12th, to solicit public input into the ongoing search for a new police chief. The meeting will be held in council chambers at 6:30 p.m., and participants will be asked to share their views on the qualities they want to see in the next chief. The focus will be on the major law enforcement issues facing the city, what experience the new chief should possess, what personal skills and characteristics the new chief should have, and how they would like to see the new chief involved in the community. City Manager Bill Panos, who announced last week that the search has been expanded to a national search, hopes to have a new hire by the summer. With the KIN Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.